Welcome to the History Podcast. I'm your host, Jason Thomason. The History Podcast is an educational podcast intended to engage student and lifelong learning in American history. Without further delay, let's get to it. On July 28, 1908, 18-year-old Ted Smith, a black male, was burned at the stake in Greenville, Texas. The Smith family worked as laborers for R.H. DeLancey on his farm near Clinton, which was about 8 miles southwest of Greenville in Hunt County. Allegedly, a relationship had sprung up between Ted Smith and the DeLancey's 15-year-old daughter, Viola, and the family allowed it to carry on until they could catch the two, and then they planned to take it to the police. On July 26th, the DeLanceys filed charges against Ted Smith, citing criminal assault. Smith fled, likely fearing that he would be lynched, understanding the ways of the South, and law enforcement went on the pursuit. On July 27th, two police officers captured Smith near Caddo Creek near Clinton. Once he was captured, Smith was proclaiming complete innocence. The two officers knew that there would be a white mob forming near the jailhouse there in Greenville, so they took the longer, more difficult route back through the backwoods so that they could lay low for a while until the white mob dispersed. By 6 p.m., the mob outside the county jail began to grow, and they were milling around asking for information on Smith's whereabouts and his capture. Both Hunt County Sheriff David L. Hemsel and District Judge T.D. Montrose told the unruly crowd to go home and disperse, that nothing was going to happen. Smith finally was delivered to the jail around 3:30 a.m. on July 28th. And by 8 a.m. on July 28th, the white mob had returned. Sheriff Hemsel again went out to the crowd, stating that there was not going to be anybody taking the prisoner, that they had to take him to the DeLanceys for identification. The mob spokesperson promised to allow safe travel to the DeLanceys' property, but could not promise what would happen afterwards. So Sheriff Hemsel and Ted Smith arrive at the DeLancey's property, where Viola, the 15-year-old girl who allegedly had a relationship with Ted Smith, identified Smith as her assailant. Smith cries out in complete shock when she identifies him as someone who assaulted her, likely knowing what his fate would be for a crime he swore up and down he did not commit. Once back in Greenville, Sheriff Hemsel was approached by the angry mob, who demanded Smith to be turned over to them. Hemsel did not stop it from happening. The angry mob first took Smith's body to the north corner of the public square, where white men placed a rope around his neck and started to hang him. However, according to McKinney's Weekly Democrat Gazette, other heads prevailed for a more impressive death, so it was decided to burn him. Before burning Smith, they dragged him to the south side of Town Square by rope and placed him on a cord of wood. They doused his body in coal oil and set his body aflame. 1,000 people were in attendance to watch Ted Smith die in front of them. There was one older African-American gentleman who showed up and tried to stop this from happening and was beaten within inches of his life by the angry white mob. Greenville Mayor Joseph Nichols was asked for comment on whether or not he would pursue an investigation into the lynching of Ted Smith. Nichols responded by saying, "There will be no action taken by the authorities of Greenville relative to the burning of the rapist this morning. The deed was committed by the Negro and the penalty of death was administered by an orderly body of the citizens from the city and the country. The Negro was properly identified and taken from the sheriff, and the incident is closed as far as the city is concerned." Papers across the state, from the West Texas News, which was out of Colorado, Texas, to the Democrat Gazette, praised the actions of the Greenville mayor. Presumption of guilt got Ted Smith killed. There was no fair trial. There was no trial at all. There was no evidence other than an eyewitness who was probably urged to identify Ted Smith as her assailant to avoid being outed as having a relationship with him. The sad reality is that Viola DeLancey will later recant her story, only validating what Ted Smith had been saying the whole time. He was an innocent man. Additionally, two lynch mob leaders later rose to very public offices in Hunt County, the Hunt County Sheriff and the Greenville Fire Chief. Not long after Ted Smith's body burned there in the city of Greenville, the city adopted a new community slogan and celebrated it on a large banner that hung across Main Street. It infamously read, "Welcome to Greenville, the blackest land and the whitest people." This would remain for decades.